The philanthropic youth Tampa Bay gathered last night at the Tampa Museum of Art. They have helped to raise funds to purchase a film from New York artist Janet Briggs to donate to the museum. The film, which depicts scenes from the melting Arctic, was introduced by Todd Smith, the executive director of the Tampa Museum of Art.
Each of them deals with the vanishing myth of the Arctic North. So the fact that you see the ship in which she's on and that this guy who she's with, they've made their way to the Arctic on this ship, really helps you understand that what we see in the end result in a lot of the paintings and the other photographs from the Arctic are real constructions, that they didn't really exist, but rather they were made up by the artist and by the photographer to convey a point about this land as being open for exploration and open for exploitation. So there's an environmental message, there's a power message, there's a gender message, and there's also a racial message as well that comes through in this trilogy.
Ed Rozishi, a local musician, explains his thoughts after seeing the film.
I love to just hear about things that maybe are a little out of my scope. Not that this exactly is, but it was nice to come over, and I actually didn't have much of a... I didn't know exactly what was going on, so it was a nice, really nice surprise to see this film. Was amazing. Working musician, artist, so I don't have a lot of money to give, but to support it and to just be able to be exposed to this kind of beautiful art is amazing. That film was great, wasn't it?
Smith gave guests a tour of the museum's top floor gallery, where an expansion is planned.
One of the areas that we are growing into as a museum is that of video art. It's been around for about 50 years, but really we're the only public institution in the area that is accepting it as a very important art form to be pushed as part of what we do for the broader community. So video is a large component of what we will be going forward, as is other parts of new media. So you see the front of our building, if you've not experienced it yet, with the 14,000 square foot of LED lights, I think makes a very strong statement as to where we're going.
The artistic director of the Salon 1.0, Sunny D, said it's important for youth to get involved in philanthropy.
So every about 8 weeks, we have a group of girls that come, different girls from the children's home, and we bring them in for a day of beauty on us, really just a way to not only give them great haircuts and color, and we do makeup, but also lift their spirits, talk to them about the career path that some of the girls are on in the salon. Also, so they can see some of people that may not be that much older than them giving back to them. So it's a big part of our culture. The reward is tenfold.
One of their co-creators, Anna Liza Masoke Taylor, says Philanthropic Youth Tampa Bay gives young people a chance to give back to the arts rather than the typical older generation.
I find that people in their mid-20s to late 30s want to be involved in the arts. They want to see their community grow, but they don't have the dollar power that their older, more established coworkers may have. And so we took a kind of a micro lending approach to philanthropic giving, which is instead of asking two or three people to give large amounts, we can ask 100 people to give small amounts and get the same result.
T. Hampton Dorman, another co-creator, said it's important for youth to get involved in arts.
There's a ton of young money and a ton of young interest in things like this that is, I don't think this is a really good vehicle for engaging that. And that's part of the reason for creating the program, is to provide an opportunity for people to get involved, develop personal attachments with where their money is going. Another important thing is developing personal relationships with cultural organizations and young professionals, so that when you donate to the Tampa Museum of Art, you're donating to Todd Smith, who you know, or you're donating to the actors at Job Site Theater, or you have a personal relationship with where your donations are going.
Philanthropic Youth Tampa Bay will hold events on the second Thursday of every month. For more information, visit our website, wmnf.org/news. Reporting from Tampa for WMNF News, I'm LaShelle Roddy.